sealed. You said my days were numbered. Case closed with no appeal. My future 6 feet under. Messing with my head in ghost fashion. My heart was holding its breath. Terrified of taking my last one. Oh, death, you scared me to death. Whoa. Your wrath, devil gone, get off of my shoulder. You thought you had the last laugh. You thought this song was over.
Hannah Kerr on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Learn all about her at hannahkerrmusic.com. Well, Hanny said music was always a part of your life. Do you remember the first album you bought with your own money?
Okay, I would say it's probably something lame like Taylor Swift, but the first album that I owned, like was bought by my parents for me, was Jump 5.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, do I remember?
Oh my goodness. I think I was like maybe 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And all I wanted for Christmas was the Jump 5, like the original Jump 5 CD with Spinning Around. I mean, so good. So I think that was the first album that I like physically owned my possession.
Jump 5.
I think the first album I bought was Taylor Swift's first album.
First of all, Hannah, Taylor Swift didn't have to catch a stray in this interview. Okay. That was unnecessary. All right. I think I got a Taylor Swift.
I just feel like it's the most basic answer for a woman of my age to be like, Taylor Swift was my first album, you know?
That's true. You know, I think I have a Taylor Swift guitar pick on my. People are turning my show off right now, by the way. They're just killing us right now for bringing up Taylor Swift, but that's fine.
No, that's real. Anytime I have ever posted about Taylor Swift on my Instagram, which I have learned my lesson,
yes.
I get so many messages from people being like, unfollowing you, Taylor Swift is a witch. You can't work. I'm like, listen, I don't know anything really, but I've just learned my lesson.
Everybody just calm down. Everybody chill out a second, okay? Like, it's not Everybody's chill. We're not gonna go down this
That's
road right
right. Let's
now.
just
We won't go down this road.
let's take it from a 10 down to a 6. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, and listen, she could be,
Maybe.
but I'm not. I just want to say that I do not support everything that Taylor Swift stands for. I just have liked her songs throughout my life. So,
I like Shake It Off, all right? Like,
right.
sue me. And
Sue me.
to be fair, I've never seen a picture with Taylor Swift and a broom in the same picture. So let's cool on the
No.
witch talk
Let's
too. I've seen Hocus Pocus. Okay.
Oh my gosh. I don't think she fits the bill, but I don't know. I mean, we'll see. We'll see.
Gosh, we're both getting canceled after this interview. It's
That's
fine.
right.
And then I saw Jump 5 in concert one time. It was
Did
like
you
a it was a
really?
festival situation, and I wasn't there for him, to be honest with you. I wasn't there
Oh.
for him, but
Wow.
I did
Wait,
see
Jump
him.
5 didn't need to catch a stray.
They're just minding their own business, living their life somewhere.
They're jumping around.
You guys
They're
go,
doing tricks. They're backflipping.
you guys go stream some Jump 5, all right?
That's right. Actually, I
Uh-oh.
wonder if they're on streaming services. I haven't even looked.
I
Surely,
bet they
surely they
are.
are.
I bet they're somewhere. With all that in mind, as we wandered, if you could open up for anybody, dead or alive. No, I know this. Who are your influences? As you were getting into music, who are your influences?
Okay, lots of different people. I would say in Christian music, biggest influence for me was probably Bethany Dillon. Do you remember Bethany
Yeah, I
Dillon?
remember her. Yeah.
I loved her music. I loved that she was like 16,
Yeah.
18, guitar, acoustic, like great voice. The first song I ever sang in like a talent show or something like that was her song Beautiful.
Yeah.
Wonderful song. Also love Francesca Battistelli growing up. I still love her music now. Terry Jobe was another big one
Yeah.
for me in the worship space. Yeah, I feel like those are kind of my main girls when I was growing up. And then also like I have two older brothers, and so they were always listening to music. So they were big fans of Dave Barnes, big
Oh, yeah.
fan of John Mayer. And so growing up, like I was kind of listening to all of that stuff too. But yeah, I was in my house, we were kind of allowed to listen to Christian music and Tim McGraw. And so that's kind of what we listened to growing up. I don't know. And then my brothers would kind of bring in some other artists too that were mostly clean that my parents were cool with. So
Tim McGraw, watch our we're gonna watch our corn pop up in rows.
that's right.
Don't take the girl. Listen, did you ever, Tim McGraw at the roller skating rink when "Don't Take the Girl" came on. So I don't know if
Yeah.
roller skating was a thing when you were coming up.
Oh, it was.
When "Don't Take the Girl" came on at the roller skating rink, it was over.
It
That
was
was
over.
it. That was it.
Forget it.
All right. With that in mind, if you could open up with for anybody, dead or alive, I mean, you get to be there more than anything. Who would it be?
Oh, that's a tough one. Dead or alive is kind of throwing me off a little
Yeah, it's not fair. It's not a
bit.
fair question.
Somebody dead. I mean, I guess I'll choose an alive person.
Yeah, they'd be alive if they were there, but
Yeah, I feel like for me, maybe Ben Rector,
that's a
honestly.
good one.
I've seen him in concert, I think, more than any other artist that I haven't opened for, like, that I haven't been on a tour with. I think I've seen Ben Rector the most with my own money. And I just think his shows are so good. I think he has the best fan base. I'm part of it. But I just think that his fans are so fun, and people that love music that's like heartfelt but also clean. I don't know. I think I would choose him maybe, which we wouldn't be playing like stadiums or anything.
Right.
But I don't know if that's my vibe anyway. Like I feel like I'm more of a theater girl, maybe. I
Yeah.
don't know. Or like a have you ever been to the Ryman in Nashville?
Yeah.
Like
Yeah.
that's my dream venue to play someday. And Ben, I've seen him there, I think, 3 times.
Yeah.
So I would say Ben Rector, I think.
Ben, call us. I know you're listening. I know you're
Ben.
listening to Ben. Call me. And
Call me,
we'll
Ben.
Hannah wants to play, and
I
we'll
have
call the
reached out to him a
Ryman.
few times to like feature on songs here and there, but I've never heard back from you, Ben. So
Ben
give
is
me
hurting our
a call.
feelings. Our
It's
feelings are
hurting our
hurt, Ben.
feelings, but anyways, he seems like a great guy, so I think I'd choose him.
Ben, if you don't do this, Hannah's going to ask Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, that would be crazy. I did go to see her when she was in Nashville last, and it was wild. I cannot imagine being an opener on that tour. I
What
think that
tour?
would
Which one was that? Was that Reputation, or is that
No,
the newest one?
the Eras Tour.
I
Yeah.
saw her there in Reputation. My wife got me tickets. Everybody, turn the show back on. My wife got me
Not Taylor
tickets.
Swift again. My bad, you guys.
My wife got me tickets. Everybody, calm down. Everybody, calm down. They're like, we just got back involved. Now you brought her up again. All right. So Ben, call us. We'll go to the Ryman. We'll do this thing.
That's
He can
right.
come to Turkey Trot too. He can come to
No,
Turkey.
he's not invited to that because I think he's pretty athletic. So
Oh.
I think he'd want to run, and then I would feel pressure. So
Sorry, Ben.
sorry,
You're uninvited to the Turkey Trot.
Ben.
We'll see.
Three brothers in a fire, willing to die for their faith. But you were with them in the fire, and they walked out the next day. And Daniel met a lion because he chose to pray. But you shut the mouth of that lion, and he walked out the next day. So what's gonna be said of me when it's all said and done? Will I stand for my beliefs, or will I turn around and run? Will let the whole world hear me say, I'm unashamed.
They're wrapping up here with Hannah Kerr on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Learn all about her at hannahkerrmusic.com. I like to end with a little rapid fire, Hannah. You got your game face on?
I'm ready.
What's your favorite junk food?
Doritos.
What kind?
Just
Just a
classic.
classic
Just a
chopped cheese.
regular red bag.
All right. Favorite ice cream flavor?
Anything coffee or chocolate, or even better, both coffee and chocolate put together. That's what I'm getting.
Can you name one of the seven dwarfs?
Sneezy?
I think Sneezy's one. I think he's one. I don't really know.
Doc.
What's what? Doc is one. What color is your toothbrush?
White.
In the movie about your life, the Hannah Kerr story, what actress would play you?
Ooh. I like Emma Stone. We look nothing alike, but I think she's funny and quirky. Maybe her.
She's a really good actress.
She's great. I feel like everything she's in, I'm like, I relate to that girl, you know?
She's a really good actress. If you could be any Marvel character, who would it be?
Okay, please don't hate me, but I don't know anything about Marvel. Like, I know that Spider-Man is not Marvel.
No, I think he is. Okay, this is fair. I don't know much either. I do think Spider-Man is one. People are
Or,
screaming at their radio right now, or.
yeah, they're hating me. And you know what? It's okay. Marvel's a journey that I have not started. I have not gone on to it. I don't think I've seen one Marvel movie. I'm so sorry to say
That's impressive.
I'm so sorry to say that. And like I said, I grew up pretty sheltered. Not a bad way, just
I
I
get
was
it.
very sheltered. And I was not allowed to watch Harry Potter. I
Yeah.
was not allowed to watch The Lord of the Rings. I was not allowed to watch Star Wars. So, you know, I was starting from a deficit because I didn't get into Marvel as like a kid. You know what I mean?
Listen, you guys let Hannah start her Marvel journey when she's good and ready.
You know,
That's
I
where we
think
are.
at this point, there's so many movies
It's
that
overwhelming.
I don't know where to start. So
It's
if
overwhelming.
someone that's listening to this would like to send me a detailed schedule and guide for where to begin and what we should watch, I will start the journey.
This is y'all's chance.
This is
Hit her
your
up.
chance. If
Hit
you
her
hate me
up.
right now, please help me to be less
This
hated,
is
okay?
it. If you want her to just quit listening to Taylor Swift, you'll do this.
That's right.
That's where we are. What's your favorite board game?
I love all board games.
Okay. All
I'm a big game person.
right.
I would say, I don't know if this is technically a board game, but I really like the game Code Names.
Code names.
Have you played that? It's
No.
like a card game, but you lay out the cards like a board. I don't know.
Huh.
I like Code Names a lot. And then I also like just like the game of life. Yeah. I did recently play Monopoly though, and I did think that it was more fun in my adult life when I realized like, oh, this is what a mortgage means. This
Yeah.
is, you know what I mean? Like it was like, oh, I'm getting it. As a child, I was like, I don't understand.
What's
But
this board game?
I do like Monopoly. It is fun.
I asked that question selfishly because I like board games too.
Yeah. What's
So,
your favorite? Like, do you have any cool board games that you like?
have you played Ticket to Ride?
Yes, I love that
Not a
game.
great game.
It is.
My son had this game called that he really liked, Midnight Werewolf or something like that.
Oh yeah, I think I've played that before. I don't have it, but I think I've played it.
Yeah, Midnight
The
Werewolf. That's a great game.
one night.
One Night Ultimate Werewolf. Just look
Yes,
them up. One
I've
Night
played that
Ultimate
before.
Werewolf. Yeah. Yeah, I love board games. So yeah, ask that one selfishly. Ticket to Ride's a favorite. I'll keep thinking. If I think someone taking a minute. Time machine for one day. Where and when do you go?
Maybe my wedding day. I
Yeah.
feel like so I got married in 2020, and the day is a little bit of a blur just
Yeah,
because it was
that's
such a
true.
crazy time. No one came to our wedding really besides just our immediate family. So, but it was just such a happy day too.
Yeah.
Like it was in the midst of a really crazy season. It was just like the happiest day of my life, and I don't know. I just would go back and just watch, like
Yeah.
as a bystander. I would want
That's
to watch
fun.
and just take
What
in all the details.
month did you get married in 2020?
March.
Are you serious?
So we got married March 29th, and everything in Nashville shut down on the 14th. When I tell you, Austin, that we Facebook lived our wedding, I mean it. Okay. Like set up a phone on a tripod and
Yeah.
like Facebook lived it for my family.
Isn't that
So,
funny that in the history of the world,
yeah.
you accidentally picked one of the worst times in history to get married?
And what's even crazier is that my older brother got married 3 weeks before us and had
He made it.
had his full wedding, like 300 people there. Everyone flew in from out of town. Like the world changed so fast
That's
that
wild. That's funny.
it was great. At his wedding, we're like, see you guys in 3 weeks. And then 3 weeks later,
See
we got
nobody in 3 weeks.
nobody. It was a really special day, though. Like, it really was. I feel
I
like
was there, yeah.
everyone involved, the small amount of people that were involved, made it really special for us. So I would say that day, probably.
That's fun. Favorite cartoon growing up?
I loved Arthur. Loved Arthur. My mom didn't love me watching Arthur because DW, the little sister, had kind of a bad attitude. But I really liked that show. And like I liked it so much that they would do like drawing tutorials after the show ended. And I learned how to draw all the characters by hand.
Can you
So
still draw?
not really. If I was following a tutorial, maybe, but yeah, I loved Arthur. It was like my everyday 4 p.m. get home from school, watch Arthur.
What was your after school snack?
Popcorn,
Me too.
probably.
Me too.
Yeah, I loved popcorn. If I was feeling crazy, I would make a box of Kraft macaroni and cheese and share it with my brothers, of course.
Of course. Of course. And last but not least, something you hate that everyone else loves.
Avocado. Yes. And you know, I say that because avocado hates me. Every time I eat it, I feel very sick. It's the only food out there that I simply must avoid. Like, even a little teeny, like,
Really?
cross contamination of avocado. Like, I think we might be dealing with an allergy, to be honest. But yeah, you know, everyone's getting avocado toast. They're having guac at the Mexican restaurant. Not me. I can't do it. I hate it. It hates me. I don't think the taste is bad, but I don't like how it makes me feel.
It's
So.
fair. I try to stay away from things that make me sick too. I don't like
Yeah,
those things either.
my other answer for that question was Dr. Pepper. I do not like Dr. Pepper, and I think a lot of people are gonna disagree with that, but
Well, you were, I think, listen, we were teetering heavily with Taylor Swift,
yeah,
and
and
you have
now
just pushed all the
I
chips to the center of the table.
this is the first podcast interview I've ever done where I've lost more fans than I've gained as people have listened. So what is
Thank you. I don't know. It's not about my show. I don't know. What do we, it didn't go well. Let's, hey, listen, we're just going to find the real fans. We're going to
I
find
want to
the
know
real.
your answer for what you hate that everyone loves.
You know what? So many things. So many things. The number of times that you guys are like this, and I'm like, yeah, I hate that too. I don't like avocados. I'm with you on that. What's a really, I'm trying to think of one that somebody's done. Oh, you know what mine would be if I was asked that question? Cheese. Cheese.
So this interview is over.
Yeah, see, we officially just set it on fire.
If I had to live in a world where I did not like cheese, I don't know if that's a world I want to live in.
I get it. I get it.
I'm
It's
so
me.
sorry. I'm so
Hey,
sorry.
ready? Hey, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
It's me. Perfect. Bring it
That's
all
the
back
ending.
around.
That's the ending. She's Hannah Kerr. We have no idea if anyone's still listening to this or not. We hope you are. And here on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios, Hannah, you've been a ton of fun. Thanks for hanging
This has
out
been
today.
great. Thanks for having me, Austin.
You got it.
Some things weren't my choosing. Sometimes I led the charge. Chasing dreams, or so it seemed. Down on Fool's Boulevard. I could use a little church right now. Love to have a little family around. I've been feeling so overwhelmed. I could use a little church right now. My cup's about as empty as this wilderness I'm in. I lost my way with the loss of love that came to a bitter end. So far from running over, so close to giving in. It's gonna take the hands that made me to make me whole again. I could use a little church right now. Love to have a little family around. I've been feeling so overwhelmed. I could use a little church right now. I can almost hear the choir singing back to when I was a child.
got steeple up on top. No. Ain't talking about them hot views.
Ain't about the hot views.
Or that torn up parking lot. It could happen on a dirt road. Or a crowded coffee shop. Yeah, the church I need is the hands and feet of a God who came to love. I could use a little church right now. Love to have a little family around. I've been feeling so overwhelmed. I could use a little church right now. I can almost hear the choir singing. Back to when I was a child believing that nobody's too lost to get found. I could use a little church right now.
See you.